I frowned. That's paradox, and it can have all kinds of nasty backlash. Theory holds that it could even destroy our reality if it happened in a weak enough spot. But that's never been proven and never happened. You can tell on account of how everything keeps existing. Okay, I said. So what's the point in sending the message at all if it can't change anything? Oh, it can, Bob said. If it's done subtly enough, indirectly enough, you can get all kinds of things changed. Like, for example, he tells you that your car is going to be stolen, so you move it to a parking garage, where instead of getting stolen by the junkie who's going to shoot you and take the car on the street, you get jacked by a professional who takes the car without hurting you. Because by slightly altering the fate of the car, he indirectly alters yours. I frowned. That's a pretty fine line. Yes, which is why not mucking around with time is one of the laws, Bob said. It's possible to change the past, but you have to do it indirectly. And if you screw it up, you run the risk of paradoxageddon. So what you're saying is that by sending me this warning, he's indirectly working some other angle completely. I'm saying that the gatekeeper is usually a hell of a lot more specific about this kind of thing, Bob said. All of the senior council take black magic seriously. There's got to be a reason he's throwing it at you like this. My gut says he's working from a temporal angle. You don't have any guts, I said sourly. Your jealousy of my intellect is an ugly, ugly thing, Harry, Bob said. I scowled. Get to the point. Right, boss, said the skull. The point is that black magic is very hard to find when you look for it directly. If you try to bring up instances of black magic on your model, like Little Chicago is some kind of evil juju radar array, it's probably going to blow up in your face. The gatekeeper put me on guard against black magic, I said. But maybe he's telling me that so I can watch for something else, something black magic related. Which might be a lot easier to find with your model, Bob said cheerfully. Sure, I said, if I had the vaguest idea of what to look for. I frowned, scowling. So instead of looking for black magic, we look for things that go along with black magic. Bingo, Bob said, and the more normal, the better. I pulled out my stool and sat down, frowning. So, how about we look for corpses? Blood, fear, those are pretty standard black wizardry accessories. Pain, too, Bob said. They're into pain. So's the BDSM community, I said. In a city of 8 million, there are tens of thousands like that. Oh, good point, Bob said. One would almost think you should have thought of that one, I gloated. But for the BDSM crowd, the pain isn't something they fear. So you just look for the fear instead. Real fear, not movie theater fear. Terror. And there can't be a lot of spilled human blood in places with no violent activity unless someone slips at the hospital or something. Ditto the corpses. I drummed the fingers of my good hand thoughtfully on the table beside Bob. Do you think Little Chicago could handle that? He considered for a long moment before he said, in a cautious tone, Maybe one of them, but this will be a very difficult, very long, and very dangerous spell for you, Harry. You're good for your years, but you still don't have the kind of fine control you'll get as you age. It's going to take all of your focus, and it will take a lot out of you, assuming you can manage it at all. I took a deep breath and nodded slowly. Fine, we treat it as a full-blown ritual, then. Cleansing, meditation, incense, the works. Even if you do everything right, Bob said, it might not work. And if Little Chicago turns out to be flawed, it would be very bad for you. I nodded slowly, staring at the model city. There were 8 million people in my town, and out of all of them, there were maybe 2 or 3 who could stand up to black magic, who had the kind of knowledge and power it took to stop a black wizard. Not only that, but odds were good that I was the only one who could actively find and counter someone before he got the murder ball rolling. I was also presumably the only one who was forewarned. Maybe it would be better to slow this down. Wait for developments my friends would report to me. Then I could get a better read on the threat and how to deal with it. I mean, was it worth as much as my life to try this spell when patience would get me information that was almost as good? It might not be worth my life, but it would probably cost someone else's. Black magic isn't the kind of thing that leaves people whole behind it, and sometimes the victims it kills are the lucky ones. If I didn't employ the model, I'd have to wait for the bad guys to make the first move. So I had to do it. I was tired of looking at corpses and victims. "Pull together everything you know about this kind of spell, Bob," I told him quietly. "I'm going to get some food, and then we'll lay out the ritual. I'll start looking for fear come sundown." "Will do," Bob said. And for once, he was serious and didn't sass me. Yikes. I started back up my ladder before I thought about it too much and changed my mind.